The following podcast was prepared for my Year 12 Business Management class in 2011. The explanations provided in this podcast have been given in good faith, but no responsibility will be taken for their accuracy. The opinions expressed in this podcast are of my own and do not represent those of the VCAA or any other government body or organisation. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of Bizman. So let's get down to business. Organizations operate within certain environments, okay? They don't operate in isolation. So an organization just doesn't exist. They actually are surrounded by many different environments that are going to impact on their business. So the first environment that we look at is known as the internal environment. So this is within the walls of the organization. So the employees, okay, the policies, the procedures, and the management of the organization, okay? So our internal environment, we can control as a large-scale organization because they're within our four walls, okay? So a really important part, operating environment, is that internal environment of the organization. Next is known as the operating environment, which is part of the external environments. So the first one is known as the operating environment, and these are is the environment that is outside the organization, but we come into contact with it as part of our operations. Okay, so we come into contact with the operating environment as part of our operations. These include our customers as part of the operating environment, our suppliers, okay, our competitors, and our creditors, those that provide us money and finance. So we have to work with these sort of people, and this operating environment is one that we can influence. Okay, we have some sort of control, not 100% control, because our customers can go elsewhere, our suppliers can stop supplying to us, but we can influence this environment. Okay, so it's important that we really look after it and monitor it and make sure it is working to our favor. The final external environment is known as the macro environment. This is one that we simply can't control. We have to deal with this environment. Okay, it's out there and it's going to not affect just us, but all businesses, all large-scale organizations, all small businesses, everyone in the economy in some way or other. So the macro environment is that outside influences that we just need to learn to live with, understand, and try and manage the best for our business. So an example of areas that are within the macro environment include economic factors. What's happening to the economy? We've just come out of a global financial crisis worldwide. Australia fared pretty well, but there was no doubt some impact on Australian businesses as a result of the global financial crisis. So economic factors is one thing we need to consider. Also interest rates. What's happening with interest rates? What's happening with our foreign exchange rate? The value of the Australian dollar can really impact on how a business is operating through its foreign exchange. If the Australian dollar is worth more than a US dollar, for example, $1.05 for every dollar US, where it's actually cheaper to buy things overseas, it makes things relatively cheaper, and that can impact on the business. Alternatively, businesses can be affected by the lower US dollar, where it's actually cheaper for people to buy things from us than elsewhere. So there's good and bad that comes with the dollar, and depending on what sort of business you work in, whether you're import or export, can really affect on how the US dollar is. We've seen recently it be above one US dollar and it's now falling below. It could change by the time you're listening to this podcast. So it's volatile markets, and this can directly impact on the environments and how the business is operating. The next are legal and political factors. What legislation has changed? What laws have changed that we need to consider? What does a different government party mean to my organization? So we need to consider some of the government policies, some of the legislation that's been changed that we need to influence, how that's going to impact on our business and make decisions around that. Example of that might be when smoking bans were introduced to pubs and clubs, how did that impact on businesses, okay? They couldn't control it. They couldn't influence. It came in. All right, how is that going to impact their business? How is that going to change how we operate? International factors, simply, what's happening overseas? How does that affect us? What's happening on a global scale? Social factors, how does that influence our business? How is society changing? How is our values within our community going to impact on our business? We're also seeing that Australia is becoming a much older aging population. The baby boomers are now moving into retirement and they're living longer. So what's this older population mean to Australia, and how do organisations adapt to meet this new change? Technology is another part of the macro environment. Technology is changing so rapidly that, you know, probably what I say right now on this podcast is going to be completely different by the time you listen to this. So technology factors is another thing that organizations can try and influence, but ultimately they need to just live with it and learn to best manage how they deal with technology. Right now in the newspapers, we've got all the large scale retailers up in arms about online purchases, saying, oh, it's going to cost Australian jobs and stuff. Maybe they just need to move with the times and realize that, yes, people want to buy things online because it's cheaper, okay? It's easier. We don't have to go up to Chadstone and try and find a car park. They've got it, so we don't have to drive all the way to Chadstone, find a car park, get in, and find out they don't have my size or color or style. I can hop online, couple of clicks, and it's delivered to me within a couple of days. So large-scale organizations need to realize that technology is changing and they need to move with the times. Finally, another thing we need to look at is your environmental factors. What's happening with the environment, okay? How's that impacting on our business? Australia has just gone from having a drought, so that's going to impact our business, to having floods, which is going to impact all businesses. So we've gone from having not enough rain, which means not enough produce to survive, to now having too much rain with not enough produce to survive. So what's that impact of the environment and the change in environment going to have on our organization? Think of global warming, think of floods, think of drought, etc. So we need to consider that as part of an organization. Within those environments, we've listed a number of different stakeholders within there. So we need to consider that, yes, organizations operate within these environments, so there are a number of different people that are going to be impacted on a business, okay? So a stakeholder is any person or organization that has a vested interest in the operations and or performance of the organization. Keyword in there is vested. They need to have an active interest in the organization. Example of stakeholders of a large-scale organization include the managers. They have a vested interest to make sure the organization's still running, so they've got their job. Shareholders to make a profit. Industry or professional associations, directors, customers, owners, creditors, suppliers, contractors, employees, and the community in general. All are stakeholders with a vested interest in the organization because they want the organization to perform. They want the organization to do well, okay, and meet their requirements and meet what their wants and needs are. So make sure that when we're talking about stakeholders, we don't confuse it with shareholders. Stakeholders can be anyone with a vested interest in an organization. Shareholders is anyone who has a financial interest in an organization. Stakeholders, vested interest and active interest in the operations of the business. Shareholders, financial. Okay, so a shareholder can be a stakeholder, but a stakeholder does not necessarily need to be a shareholder. Don't get those two words confused. Quite a common difference. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon. Let's get-